Hello and welcome to Parade of Dicks. My name is Lucy Buttons. I'm known as the Dick Finder General, and I'm here with my co-producer, Jonnell.
Hello.
And the third part of our tripod. It's weird that we've become a tripod now, but welcome, Allegra Spread.
Hi.
Hello. So it is really weird without the sound, though.
Right?
It's, yeah.
I kind of love that shitty music.
Yeah, we've gotten used to it now.
Now you want it. Now you want it.
We don't need all the sound effects, but I don't even get mine anymore. What is this shit? We get no control anymore. What happened? Okay, so let's start with a dictus qualifier, shall we?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since we've done this. So the next one on my list is the IQ. I can't date someone with a very low IQ.
What is a very low IQ?
I know it when I speak to them.
Okay. So intelligence, not necessarily a number from a test.
Right.
Cool.
But my number's kind of high, so okay. If theirs is kind of low, then I'm kind of done.
How would you find out? How would you find out is how they speak, how they intonation, their vocabulary, the topics that they talk about.
So intonation is actually not an indicator of how intelligent someone is because it depends actually more on what you do in your career, how much inflection you have when you're speaking. Very intelligent people who maybe are mathematicians or scientists or things like that tend to have less inflection in their voice when speaking than an artist of some sort.
They have more of a monotone kind of delivery.
Or mumbly, maybe.
I don't know. I feel like smart people usually enunciate pretty well. No?
It depends. I think it totally depends on how they grew up and who they spoke to and the kind of situation that
and
they've
where.
Been in and where, definitely
yeah.
where.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have stereotypes with regards to quote-unquote accents. Like if you have a Valley Girl accent, sometimes you...
Oh, no, you definitely sound stupid then.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. One of my very, very close colleagues at work has the thickest Valley Girl accent, but she's actually one of the smartest people that I know. So that is one of those things that are like, huh, okay, you know, maybe an exception, but...
That would be challenging for me. I mean, I'm from Wisconsin, and the accent there sounds really unintelligent.
Kind of hilarious, too.
Yeah, thankfully, I don't have it too much anymore, but... It is a thing. Yeah. You know, Australian sounds smart to me, but I know to English people it doesn't, and English accent sounds smart to me.
Yeah, English accent is kind of by default.
It depends what kind of British accent you're talking about, because there's like the Queen's English, which is like very proper and very tea and cucumber sandwiches, and then there's like the, you know, like more colloquial kind of accents. Mm-hmm. Do same thing goes for Australians, like when you have that drawl kind of thing.
Oh no, when you get going, you definitely
like, yeah, I mean, like it doesn't, like, so like the accent that I have, like when I'm in like full Australian mode, is like, you know, I actually articulate and separate my words a lot more than other people do. I still run my words together because I'm a motor mouth, but there are people that I know back home that are very much like, oh, yeah, she's a bit of all right, eh? Yeah, no, I don't know. And then,
sounds so smart to me.
Well, no, not that one. I didn't mean that one.
That's the prime minister, but, you know, I mean, like, you're not going to put him in a basket. But.
No, you were telling me a story one time after your friends came over to visit and how you got back into sort of...
Yeah, I was like, what do I really sound like that?
Not usually, but sometimes.
But how else do you guys determine the level of intelligence a person has if you say you just met them?
I mean, I might not know right upon meeting them, but I can usually find out within an evening if they're sort of smart or not. Sometimes it's their pastimes. Hmm. It could be vocabulary, but not necessarily, because a really... graceful person would use the most simple terms to communicate with someone and not try to use big words to impress people. That's not really a gracious thing to do.
And it's not, because it also assumes the other person's going to know what you mean, and you want to be able to say something that the other person can easily interpret and respond to.
Okay. It negates the communication, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's true.
Plus, it's kind of classist.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not really about that, but it is about being able to form thoughts and, I don't know, just have things that interest you that are interesting. And you can tell. I mean, I've been talking to a few different people, and all of a sudden they're talking and I kind of get the impression that they're really smart. Mm-hmm. And so I'll stop them and ask them, and they've all been like ridiculously smart.
Yeah. I mean, it's intelligence, like IQ per se, is like a measure. And sometimes it's hard to...
Oh, you hate measurements.
No, no, this one I kind of...
You worried it's going to be too short, Jonelle?
Ouch. Low blow.
Wow.
Wow.
It would have to be a low blow. Ding, ding. Oh.
Well, look.
All right, with friends like
sorry,
these...
Sorry, it was too easy.
But going ding, ding. Back to the topic of intelligence, sometimes I too, have a higher threshold. Because I want to be able to be challenged intellectually with whomever I hang out with. But I do have a lot of, you know, working in an ad tech field with a lot of engineers and a lot of people that are considered very, very smart. A big blocker for them is communication. So sometimes intelligence is hidden underneath layers of either introvertedness or shyness or just, you know, poor verbal choices or articulation.
Absolutely. The smartest people are terrible at those things. So that's why you can usually tell when speaking to them.
Absolutely. Because it's like, oh, yeah, when you actually get someone to use their words, it's, oh, I see, you're just socially inept. You're it's not that you have a lacking of like, interest or things that you want to say. It's just you struggle with the means to deliver it, or they have like 25 different preset phrases in their brain and they're just trying to pick one.
That's true.
Yeah, whatever has worked well in the past. That's why I'm not put off by people who are socially awkward or by dating a nerdy person, or I've even sought out to date nerdy people because I like the intelligent conversation once you get past that bit. Mm-hmm. And also, I think nerds make really great partners.
I love to learn new things.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. I literally learned something new today.
What did you learn today?
The origin of the word barbarian.
Okay, ooh, share.
Interesting.
So, barbarian, it's a Greek word, and apparently they were like outsiders that would travel to Greece, and because they didn't understand the Greek language, all that they could hear was like bar, 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 and they couldn't understand the language. And so there was like, they created the term barbarian for like outsider that couldn't understand the language of the Greeks and all that kind of thing. And it was actually a slur word. So they're like essentially calling them lesser, calling them outsider, calling them
the
stupid.
The Greeks were calling them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
I was like, that's a fun fact. I also like, I mean, the context was I was using the word barbarian to describe someone who goes fishing because I feel like it's a barbaric thing. And you knowingly using it as a slur because I think fishing is disgusting. But
fishing is a great pastime.
But you just ate fish.
Shut up.
How do you think that those fish came to your plate?
Well, I mean, I had a pretty traumatic experience when I went fishing. Besides seamless. It came on a bicycle and the man's name is...
No, but etymology is like one of the things that I enjoy looking up as well. It's fun how words come about. But intelligence, a good balance between intelligence and articulation so that you can actually share what's in your brain is nice.
Sure. But I guess my point was if they're really stupid, I can't date them. I also can't be friends with really stupid people.
That's true.
I just can't.
You wouldn't be able to have conversations with them without banging your head against a wall. Question for you. Do you make your dates or potential suitors take an IQ test if they haven't taken one before? Because not everybody goes through their life, you know, periodically taking IQ tests.
My name is Joe Schmo. I am INFTJ.
Yeah, the Myers-Briggs test, all that kind of stuff.
My SAT scores is 1250.
So I don't make them take them, but sometimes I do ask people, and I'll ask the Myers-Briggs thing too, because I do think it's interesting and I do think it can tell you something that maybe would save you some time.
That's true.
I did have a bet once about IQ scores with some friends years ago, but I actually listed my IQ on my Bumble profile for a while. Did I not tell you guys that?
I feel like I would have remembered that.
I feel like maybe I would have said that. Yeah, if you said that to me, I would have said that's tacky.
Oh, I know it's tacky. I don't care.
Okay.
I wanted to weed people out. And, you know, it was also a social experiment. So at times it was like very nice and vanilla. Mm-hmm. And at times it was very like, go fuck yourself if you're a prick. You know, I mean, you watch go through two different things.
Yeah, I've changed my profile several times to test the response rate, to test my swipe rate, test photos, test content.
And I didn't say what it was. I just listed it.
High IQ.
So, no, I listed the number. Ooh. So I put, you know, 5'7", non-smoker, no children maybe. I don't think I put my weight. And then I put 144. Oh. And then a couple of people were like, what's that? Is that how tall you are in centimeters or whatever? I'm like, I listed it.
You're
there.
That tall? Holy shit.
Or it's, oh, is that a new strain of marijuana? Because people would usually put 420.
Oh, and I would put INTJ and stuff like that. So the thing was, a couple of people did actually
wait,
know.
Wait, are you INTJ?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Sometimes I'm ENTJ. Are you?
I am INTJ.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I feel like we're kind of different though.
Yeah, well, it's, again,
it's called the commander.
It
John L.
I am in this tripod.
Do you think John L. is a commander?
I was ENFJ and now I'm INFJ.
What's the F?
Feeling.
Oh.
Who's thinking or feeling?
Got it.
But I teetered pretty close, right on the boundary between T and F, depending.
Yo.
Interesting.
Mm.
In this circle or triangle, I am probably not a commander, but in other circles, I'm.
Because the redheads just can like trample you.
Yeah. So weak. Damn redheads.
Damn, I just had to move the microphone.
What the fuck was that?
I had to move the microphone away from my mouth to cackle. Sorry, y'all. It just happened.
Yeah. Intelligence. One day I'll buy one of those.
But you would date stupid.
No. I mean, I don't even hang out with stupid friends.
What do you think about that? Because you just made a face, Allegra.
Oh, you would date stupid. Way that you just like said,
I feel like
he would. Oh, yeah, he totally would date stupid.
He would date stupid. You want a relationship so bad, I feel like you would date stupid.
He wants a cuddle buddy that he can whisper sweet nothings to that they'll fucking understand.
Because like,
which language are you going to speak?
Ooh. See, that's one of my things too. If my potential partner is bilingual or trilingual, that is so going to be so fucking hot.
Yeah, that's hot. I agree.
Yeah, so
remember when I tried to bag that French guy? I hunted down this guy.
She practiced her French.
Oui, oui.
No. No. I actually just had a conversation with someone about bilingualness being a good thing and also a bad thing because one of the people that I was dating last year her first language was Spanish and she used to whisper sweet nothings to me in Spanish. Aww. And now if anyone says anything sexy to me in Spanish, I get like twitchy, like awful.
Oh, I have a good story.
Mm, go.
Remember the Puerto Rican guy that I used to date?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he did that one time. He was like, and who knows if they were sweet nothings. Bonita, the thing is, the thing. Oh, he used to call me ma.
Donde está la biblioteca?
What? Just don't. But the thing is, he had a secret girlfriend the entire time we were dating. Right? You remember that?
Escándalo.
Qué horror.
This episode is now a telenovela.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Oh my God, I'm dying. Okay, so he had this secret girlfriend the whole time we were dating, and I'm sure he was probably saying things in Spanish because my Spanish is fucking horrendous about how he's like fucking some other bitch, and he's whispering it to me like it's like sexy talk, but I'm sure he was like, yeah. And then he still tried, even after I found out and dumped him and moved halfway across the country, he was trying to like sort of get me back or something, keep me on the hook, who fucking knows, and he sent me a card all in Spanish. I had to type it into Google Translate. What the fuck is that?
That is a shady, shady fucking move. What a fuck boy.
What an asshole.
What and a fuck boy.
I wanted to learn Italian at the time, and for Christmas he gets me like a 6-disc set of how to learn Spanish.
Rosetta Stone.
Like I need to
Rosetta
learn.
Rosetta Stone, yeah.
It wasn't Rosetta Stone. It was some cheap ass version of it. Okay.
A knockoff.
Spanish was not his first language. He was born, he's a New Yorker. He was not born in Puerto Rico.
He was born here.
Yes. And I do think it's cool that he decided to learn Spanish anyway because like his family didn't speak it or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't need to learn it. And that those are all dick moves. So,
that's true.
Yeah.
And this and is why he was disqualified.
And this ding, is why I no longer date Puerto Rican men, unfortunately, based on that one really horrible experience. It can sometimes just make you.
I can't have any more sweet nothings whispered into my ear in Spanish. Thank you to the Costa Ricans.
What about other languages?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Janelle, will you whisper some sweet nothings into the microphone in our ears?
In Filipino?
In Filipino, yeah. In her ear, specifically. Talk to her.
That sounds so squishy. No,
Do it for the people listening.
I will say something. This is really sweet.
Say something really sweet.
For everybody, if you're talking to your girlfriend,
don't explain
or partner,
it. Just say it. I like the mystery.
Ikaw ang aking buhay, ang aking liwanag. Ikaw ang araw na sumisinag sa kaliwa, bumabagsak sa kanan. At gusto kitang itapon sa kama.
Okay, now say something really dirty.
Short and sweet.
Tumuwad ka para pwede kitang kantutin.
I heard the word cunt in there somewhere.
Oh my God, years ago I wanted to write a book of, I wanted just one thing translated in every language. And that's what I wanted the book to be.
Oh, cool. Hmm.
Do you want to guess what I wanted to say?
Cunt.
Eat it.
Yeah. So that when I traveled the world. Yes. That's been around for ages. Oh. So that when I traveled the world, so everyone that I met that spoke a different language, I would ask them how to say it.
When I lived in Italy, I was really bummed because I was like, I'm going to go to Italy as part of my fine art degree and I'm going to find some beautiful Italian lover. And all the Italian men were gross.
And too effeminate for you?
No, way too like monobrow, like not feminine enough.
Hmm.
As we know, I like both. So I was really just nothing. Actually, the
lispy
one,
talking sometimes. I mean, I'm Italian, but like certain parts
talking
of,
with the hands, no, chest hair.
No. I have a friend with that's from Napoli, and oh, nice. And it's very like lispy talk, and I can't.
So like the phrase that I learned that I was going to say to my beloved that I meant was "Ti amo con tutto il mio cuore," which means I love you with all my heart. Mm-hmm. And I was like, anyone. And then like I had another boyfriend like later on in the track that that was Italian, but I never felt compelled to say "Ti amo," let alone the entire phrase. So womp, no womp. Italian for anyone yet.
All right, so what we haven't talked about in a while is our personal updates.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to get into today.
It has been a while.
So Janelle,
yes,
you're up first, kid.
Yeah. So I think it was in our second episode where I mentioned that I was
a horrible story.
It was a horrible
story. It was a story you regretted telling.
True. However,
and we regretted hearing it.
Yeah, but that's why you're my friends. You suffer through this.
We're here to listen and then judge you.
And we commit. No, but we like,
that's
you know.
I love you anyway.
That's true. No, that's why. I mean, that's why it's great sharing it to you guys because you know your stuff, 75% of it. So it kind of helps. But so recently I went out with a very, very fine woman. What the topic that I wanted
you
to discuss.
You think everyone is fine.
This one, I have taste. I
roll.
Taste.
Was this fine with three O's?
Fine with what?
Fine.
I had to think
we
a little
bit. We both saw her.
She was gorgeous.
Cute.
Gorgeous for you, Janelle.
Cute.
She's an older lady. She
age appropriate. I loved that.
Great.
You're calling her a lady, not a girl.
Woman,
I like that.
Very grown ass woman.
High five.
Yeah, high five. She was a yogi, a salsa dancer. She worked in finance.
What happened? Stop describing her.
I do not know. So we went out for 7 weeks, maybe once or twice a week. Good meal, good show, hang out, lots of making out. Towards the end, I took you guys' advice, tried to be a little bit more forward, a little bit more direct with the things that I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So the last few dates, I really wanted to consummate.
You wanted a boner. You wanted to get that dick wet.
I did. She was beautiful. I wanted her in my bed.
7 weeks is a long
7
time.
7 weeks.
Of times a week. It's not once a week. It's a couple of times.
Yeah.
What
once
was
or
your
twice.
Investment? Did you do the math?
I know
sometimes you like to get on
this, you know what?
I'm not
proud about this, but that was around the time I was gonna stop drinking, so I wanted to do binge drinking for a little bit. Uh-huh. So I spoke to my friends at the bar, told the story and how it was like the fifth, sixth date and we still haven't consummated, and we started calculating. Yeah, it was for 7 weeks, it was almost like $800.
Ooh, girl.
You could have had a prostitute for that and they would have done everything.
I could have had four or five.
Where are you shopping?
Low class prostitutes.
I'm just saying. But I mean, the idea was
like five rub and tug.
I took
four, actually.
Rub and tug. Wow.
I took you guys' advice.
I tried to do the math in my head.
Okay. I took you guys' advice. I tried to be a little bit more assertive towards the last like five,
basically
six.
Basically 10. Yeah. Because you got a tip. Basically 10 rub and tugs.
Tip on the tip.
All tip right. on the tip.
Continue.
All right. So towards like the fifth, sixth, seventh date.
Aren't all you of glad our- I know those numbers though? Sorry, that's not even a rub and tug. That's a blowjob at a rub and tug.
But you get a massage for that, so that's a good deal.
Stay on task. John right. L. Finish right. your fucking all right. story.
Story
it's always about the dollars and cents, though, girl. So, it's hilarious. Yeah,
the story was like the fifth, sixth, seventh date. All of the dates that we wanted to do was either close to her place or close to my place, and I always wanted to insinuate.
That's what people do when they're trying to fuck like, someone.
Go and you want a nightcap, hang out in my place, or do you want to chill a little bit at your place? Yada yada yada. It always became like she was tired or it was an early morning. I didn't want to press her beyond that. And the last event that we did, and this is the topic that I want to throw out to the group, is that we scheduled Netflix and chill. We basically saw the entire Master of None season 2 together.
It was a good season.
Good season. Very romantic. Lots of making out.
Haven't watched it.
Right? So we saw 10 episodes in my apartment in each other's arms. And
in your arms?
Grabby hands or just soft?
Soft, like arm around the shoulder.
Like she took Whiskey's place for 7 hours.
Yeah, she was laying on my chest. It was nice. And then I was almost certain that it was going to happen. But instead of it happening in between our makeout session, what she dropped was, I don't think this is going to move forward. And I didn't want to be a dick and say, but.
In between, she stayed after that?
No, we watched the entire episode and didn't want to, you know, bone in between because I'm not that kind of guy.
So at the end she said that.
At the end she said that. So I don't know. So I was a little bit.
Did he include that part before when he told this story? Mm-hmm. No, you didn't include that in detail. That's important detail. But I like the bomb drop on the show, John L.
Right?
I do.
Right? right? So that's why. So for
there
me.
There goes the boom.
Boom.
Where are those
sound effects now?
You said no sound effects.
Ding, relax. Ding, ding. Date's over. Yeah.
But that's what I wanted to throw back to you guys. All right? And we had a lot of food.
I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah, we had a lot of food. Sucks. We had dinner, desserts.
Did she buy any of them?
Oh, she took me out a few times.
Okay.
Which is good.
That's at the very least.
So you know what? That sucks. Mm-hmm. But you did enjoy some of those dates.
Very much.
And some people are not as loose as others. So some people date for a long time and don't have sex with someone. I mean, I'm like that sometimes. And so she wasn't sure, and she told you when she decided she was sure. And it's good that happened, I guess. And then she wasn't the one for you.
No, I mean, I'm just slightly salty. I'm not entirely upset because I did enjoy. We were getting to know each other. We wanted to be very respectful of each other's time and energy. All the stuff that we did was enjoyable. My question was 7 dates. Come on.
Well, and what you said to us was Netflix and chill, and there was no chill. And I was like, well, that was real chill.
That was true.
Soup's chill.
You can't assume that someone's going to have sex on the chill.
I know.
And it's not like, and it's also super awkward if you want to be like, so does the chill mean sex? Because we got to buy condoms.
Exactly.
Should I buy rubbers? Or you got to bring them yourself? Exactly. I just want to make sure.
Are you allergic to latex?
Do you have a latex allergy? Yeah. Do you want the flavored lube or the regular one? I don't know. It's like, it's difficult. And
are you on the rag right now?
I'm going to go back to the other. There's another situation that you were recently in where she was like, she had said to you, I don't feel like how I should feel by now.
Mm-hmm.
This person waited 7 dates to get herself to a place where she was trying to figure out if she should feel a certain way by then. And she didn't. And she communicated that.
Yep.
Do you have a timeline where you would preferably find out whether they're not going to feel things? Because it seems like this is
I think it's like the $500 mark.
No. In all honesty, if it's the right person, I don't care how much I'll spend. I'll spend $0 or $1 million. I wouldn't care. But
do you feel like it was mixed messages? Like you really felt like it was going better than it was?
That was the thing that I kind of... I'm now even more confused, having even followed advice and listened to advice and did you guys' advice. Like, we communicated clearly. We did stuff and it was on the track.
You spent time in her place too.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. We cat sat together and it's like, I thought it was
the
going
most
there.
Romantic of activities.
Hey, I can vouch for cat sitting. Hey. That's good for hanging out with people for sure.
And you know how to that they can take care of like kitty poop. So yeah. But that's the thing is like, what made me feel
that way?
This...
They won't be uncomfortable when Chanel shits on them.
She's like, I pooped in the litter box again. Your turn.
Okay. Side note: I know we're not going to have time to get into your updates in this episode because we've gone on about this. But did you know? I've been waiting to talk to you about this for forever, Allegra. Did you know that Janelle is into golden showers?
Ooh, shit! What is this in this episode?
What? We did discuss that we would be able to talk about this. I learned this on our road trip to the concert.
Oh my fucking god!
And I've been waiting to talk about it, and I didn't tell you that there I learned this on the
transitions.
Road trip. So we could, because while I made you talk,
you
about
dropped
the cat
a bomb.
Shit.
You dropped a bomb.
All right.
You dropped a bomb. Okay. She dropped a bomb.
I got
bomb dropping paraded dicks.
I got the green light. I was felt very, very weird about the activity.
Did you do it in the bed?
Did, no. Oh,
I wish everyone could see your faces right now. They're amazing.
Well, again.
my phone?
I was with a girlfriend. She wanted to try
it
out.
It's consensual.
Was it your girlfriend or was it your ex-wife?
Look, I'm not going to yuck anyone's yum. Kink is a free thing. It's just like, I'm just genuinely surprised more than anything
when
else.
When you're over here, make the face where you're over here. I'll post it so people can see that.
Yeah, so...
But did you wait? Okay, so she said you could do it. She said she wanted to do it and then you loved it?
Yeah, I did not know I was into it, okay?
That's the thing about kink. That's why you got to try it
exactly.
out. Because you don't know if you're going to be into it or not.
Yeah. At first, when she asked me, it's like, hey, I saw this thing. Do you want to try it out? I was like, what?
Where did you pee on her?
In the shower.
No.
Oh.
That's not what I meant.
Got it.
That's not what I meant.
Got it. So obviously you can see the level of my experience, but on her chest.
Okay.
Yeah. The rule was nowhere near the face and definitely not in the hair. So that was the thing.
Yeah. Like,
it's weird because I think it's actually supposed to be really good for your skin.
Is
legit.
It?
Yeah.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. And if you have laryngitis, you can drink a little pee and then it'll
kill you.
I feel
like the difference is probably the acidity of somebody's urine. How much water do they drink? Mm-hmm. They drink a lot of
the pH level.
pH level, vitamins, tea, coffee, booze.
Well, isn't it full of ammonia too? And like back in Victorian times, people would clean their skin with ammonia because of the pale glow it would give you or something.
All right. Well, look. Anything else we want to touch on today?
Any other bombs to drop?
Not this episode. I think we're good.
Okay. Well, then we'll catch you in the next episode and see what Allegra's updates are.
Yeah.
You're
welcome, Tana.
That
was
not
listening, guys.
Yeah, that was not expected. But please don't forget to email us at paradedicks@gmail.com.
Not one email yet, by the way.
Fuck you guys. Guys. Fucking
but I do
email.
Get messages.
Yeah,
I get
we do
messages
get messages
on Facebook and
yeah. For those who comment, we do read them. We do put them in the show. But leave us some suggestions, some comments. Share your stories, paradedicks@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 347-927-2401.
Guys, Janelle really wants someone to call. So if you could just call and say hi.
Or breathe
tell
heavily.
Janelle he's doing okay.
Yes,
say
heavily.
Something back in Filipino to whatever the fuck he said before.
That would
I
be
feel like
super
he would
cute.
Really appreciate it.
And say, you suck.
You know what he probably said? I want to pee on your chest.
And with that, we're out.